Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
So, praise the Lord. Can we all give thanks to Him? Amen. I'm not given to exaggeration on these things because if God moves, you never need to exaggerate. He is so mighty. Okay, so I don't know what the Lord's been doing among you in the last couple of weeks, but I trust He's been moving deeply in your hearts. The fruit of Reformation will be God taking us into a place of greater glory where He will be glorified in us in a greater way. Now, I was talking about the love of God earlier in the term before I went to Italy, and that the agape love of God, and we are the agapetos, remember from the first week of term, agape means seeking the highest good of the one that you love, the person that you're having to love. You're seeking their highest good. It's not based upon emotion. It's not based upon attraction. It's not based upon intellect, but of seeking the highest good. And you do that, of course, by giving. Now, let's translate that into our love for God. If we are called, as we are, to love God with this agape love, what does that mean? It means that we're seeking God's highest good. We're seeking His highest good in our lives and His highest good in whatever is happening around us in the context in which we're relating to Him and serving Him. So if I love the Lord, I am seeking God's highest good in my life. Now, what does that look like in practice? Well, His highest good is that His will should be accomplished in my life or in your life. That's the highest possible good. He has called me and you according to His purpose. And in all things, He is working for our good because we love Him and have been called according to His purpose. So, if I seek the highest good for God in my life, what is that going to mean? It's going to mean a greater humility. Jesus was the most humble man who ever walked on the face of the earth. He said that He had a humble and gentle heart. And we know the scripture says that God lifts up the humble, but He withstands the proud. He pulls the proud down. And we know the command in scripture, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time He may exalt you, He may lift you up. So, God deals with whatever is opposed to that humility, any pride, any stubbornness, any reluctance to humble ourselves under His mighty hand, to really humble ourselves before His word, because He declares His will through His word. So you can say that that greater humility leads to a greater submission to God. What does that mean in practice? It means that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. It doesn't mean simply quoting the scripture or knowing that that's the right thing to do. It's a question of doing it, that we do present our bodies as a living sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? A sacrifice is what is given over to the glory of God. So we're giving our bodies over to the glory of God to be used by Him in the way that He desires. So we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him, saying no to those things that would undermine that. Then, of course, that greater submission to His will leads to a greater obedience. Now, we know that the obedience that is to be seen in our lives is an obedience of love, not of law. So what is the love of God? The love of God is seeking the high, or love for God is seeking the highest good of God in our lives. Therefore, there could not be any higher good than obedience to His will, obedience to His word, obedience to His commands. And this is, as we've known, because God has been speaking to us all term about this, essentially a matter of the heart. That if our heart is right, then the obedience will be right, the submission to His will be right, the presenting of our bodies will be right, the heart attitudes of humility before God and before others will be right. So this submission of ourselves to Him leads to a much greater obedience. Obedience is not, you know, having to do something against our will. Obedience is something that comes out of our will, that our love for God means our will comes into line with His will, and we want to please Him. That essentially is what obedience is in the life of a Christian. Obedience is pleasing the Lord. It's living to please Him. Disobedience can never please Him. Disobedience can only grieve Him. So if we're seeking His highest good, we're seeking to please Him. We're seeking to please Him by doing what He says, by fulfilling His word, by allowing the Holy Spirit to take that word and make it real in our experience. And this is the whole point, you see, that can only be accomplished by the work of the Holy Spirit living in us and working through us. So that loving obedience leads to greater fruitfulness. So we've got greater humility, greater submission, greater obedience leading to greater fruitfulness. Because the fruitfulness is always the work of the Spirit and always the Spirit enabling us to fulfill the will of God. So the fruitfulness is the outworking of the Word of God in our lives. And that leads to greater glory, because God is glorified by the fact that we bear much fruit. So you see how we get to that point of actually glorifying God more fully through the greater obedience, the greater submission to His will, the greater humility, the greater submission to His will, the greater obedience that comes out of this, greater love that we have for God, that leads to greater fruitfulness, that leads to greater glory. Now, of course, if we're seeking the highest good of God in our lives, then as part of that, we will be seeking the highest good of others, which means that some of the glory of God that is being more and more expressed in our lives will touch the lives of other people, and glorious things will happen in them as a result. And the fruit of all of that, as far as we're concerned personally, is that we get transformed from glory to glory. So if God is more glorified, and if he's glorified in the way in which we love others and serve them and seek their highest good, then we ourselves will be transformed from glory to glory, from one degree of glory to another. That the more we glorify God, the more of that glory actually takes hold of us as people. And of course, the more we are transformed or transfigured, if you translate the Greek literally, the more we are transfigured from glory to glory, then the more of that glory we know, the more of that glory we express, the more God is glorified in our lives. And these two things happen, that we become more like Jesus in character, and we become more like him in action, in charisma. And you know, I've talked to you before about character and charisma and how God is concerned about both of those things in our lives. So the more we seek his highest good, the more our characters will come in line with his character, and we'll reflect not only his character, but really the lifestyle of God's kingdom here on earth. And that's what he's called us to do. That as the Church of Jesus Christ, we are called to live the lifestyle of the kingdom of God here on earth. And we live the lifestyle of the kingdom which reflects the character of the King. So the more we seek his highest good, the more we are changed from one degree of glory to another, the more of his character is expressed in our lives. And the more of his character that is expressed in our lives, the more our actions come out of that character. Because God will never, ever deny himself. He won't deny his character. He won't deny his nature. And there's just one more thing I want to talk to you about before we pray. When God created man, he created him in his image. So the important thing of the narrative about Adam and Eve is that because they were made in the image of God, they could walk in fellowship with God. They lived in paradise. Now, that relationship with God and that paradise in which they lived were the outworking of God creating them in his image. Now, we know that that image was marred, that image was destroyed by sin. That when sin came in, the relationship with God was immediately severed. They could no longer walk in relationship with him in the garden. And they were actually thrown out of the paradise. They could no longer experience paradise because there is no sin in paradise. So what happened then is that as a result of sin, they lost that nature that God had created them with, which was exactly after his nature, in his image. Now, what God, of course, was concerned to do was to bring people to the point where he could restore them to the kind of nature that he intended them to have when he created man in his image. Now, all the way through the Old Testament period, God was proving and demonstrating in one way after another that with a fallen, sinful nature, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible to obey God. Even though at times the nation of Israel sought to please the Lord, it never lasted for very long. They soon lapsed back into disobedience, rebellion, all kinds of negativity, because human nature as we know it, fallen human nature, cannot reflect the image of God. So his purpose, therefore, was to send his own son to live on the earth in the power of the nature that God intended man to have right from the beginning. So Paul, describing Jesus, said that he was made in the image of God. That he was the living image of God. He was made in the image of God. So when you look at Jesus Christ and his life here on earth, you see the life that God intended for every human being. You see the life that we all would have lived if we never had a fallen, sinful nature. So, God, in order to make us like Jesus, to enable us to be the body of Christ here on earth, had to give us a new nature. And that, of course, is what new birth is all about. New birth is not, you know, just having an experience of baptism or something like that. It's the impartation from God of a new nature, in fulfillment of the prophecy which says that he would give us a new spirit and put a new heart, or give us a new heart and put a new spirit within us. So you have a new heart, a new spirit, the Holy Spirit in your human spirit. That is a new nature. So when a person is born again, he or she has a new nature, which is as God intended man to have from the very beginning. So out of that new nature, it is possible for us to live as Christ. It is possible for us to please God. It is possible for us to live and to walk as Jesus did. Now, this is why, you see, the scripture says that anyone who claims to be in Christ, who claims to be a Christian, must walk as Jesus did. Why? Because he now has the new nature. He has the nature of Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself says, whoever believes in me will do the same things as I have been doing, and greater things still. Why? Because now he has a new nature. He has the nature of Christ. And so, as we are born again, we have that new nature. And that new nature enables us to reproduce the character of Jesus and actually reproduce the acts of Jesus. And reformation is bringing God's people to that place where they live in the power of their new nature. Now, Peter, you see, we've quoted Paul, we've quoted John, Peter, all these apostolic figures are agreeing together about this. Peter says that it is by his very great and precious promises that we share in the divine nature. So that new nature that you have is the divine nature. You have the divine nature of Christ in you. This is why Paul says the secret is this: Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if we, like Jesus, lived perfectly in the good of the new nature that we had, then we would walk as Jesus did, we would reproduce his character perfectly, and we would do the same things as he did, and even greater things, because the Spirit has been poured out upon all flesh. So, as far as God is concerned, that's not only the possibility, that's his will. This is his will for the orchard. This is his will for the trees in the orchard. This is his will for every branch of every tree in the orchard, to live according to the new nature, the divine nature that he has imparted to them by virtue of their new birth. Now, what's the problem for us? Well, the problem for us is that we don't always live according to our new nature. That before we were born again, we were so used to living according to our human nature rather than our divine nature, that there is still the desire to do that in so many ways. Now, Jesus, of course, was well aware of this, which is why he said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself. What does that mean? He must deny that human nature, which is intrinsically centered upon self, in order to follow me and live in the good of the divine nature that he now has, the new nature that he now has as a born-again believer. Everybody breathing in here?
Yes.
Okay. So everything that Jesus says, Paul says, John says, Peter says, all agree about this, that therefore what we are doing is developing our ability to live in the good of our new nature, of the divine nature of Christ within us. And that's what Reformation is all about. Reformation is really challenging God's people. It's challenging them individually, challenging them corporately as the church, to live by the new divine nature that God has given them by the power of his Spirit. And that's what will cause the glory of God to shine out of the trees. You remember in that vision that the more there was of Jesus in each of the trees and in the branches of the trees, but more of Jesus, the more of the light of his glory would shine out and impact the darkness of the world around. And that when God looks upon this orchard, what he's looking for is to see the light of his glory shining out of those trees, the light of his glory shining out of every branch in the tree. And that, you see, is the outworking of the fact that those branches are living for God's highest good. And the only way that you can live by God's highest good is by living in the power of that new nature, doing what Jesus did, living in that humility that Jesus had, in total submission to the will of his Father, living in loving obedience to him, bearing much fruit and demonstrating the glory of God, not only by his character, but by the things that he did. Are you all with me?
Yes.
So if you like, that's the aspiration that we have. That's the desire we have. That's the motive we have. That's the longing that we have to actually glorify God, to please God by living in the good of the new nature that he has given us. But you can only do that by focusing on the things of the Spirit and at the same time denying those things of self, of the human. Even the good things, you see, can mar. We can get so wrapped up with doing what we consider to be good in our own human strength that we miss the dependence upon God and the being able to express that divine nature that he's given within us. And right at the, if you like, the outset of all this is the realization that we should not be afraid of talking in this way, that I participate in the divine nature. I have the divine nature of the living Christ in me. I have the divine nature of the Holy Spirit living in me. That when I was born again, God gave me this new divine nature. And yes, I have a human nature. Jesus had a human nature. But all the time he expressed the divine nature, not my will, but yours be done. He lived in that total humility. He lived in that total submission. He lived in that total obedience. He lived in that total fruitfulness. Everything he did was fruitful. He lived totally for the glory of God. He expressed in his humanity that divine nature. So he lived, he had a relationship with God, which was really a paradise relationship on earth. Which is why none of the negative things that were directed to him ever influenced or affected him. That's why when he went up the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John could see his human body transfigured into his glorious body, because he was actually living in the glory of paradise, even though he was in the darkness of the world. And that's because he is the second Adam. And the second Adam, you see, is different from the first Adam, because although he was tempted in every way just as we are and shared our weakness, he never sinned. So he had the perfect right, having been crucified and taking our sin upon himself, to be raised back into paradise, be restored to the glory that was his before he became man. He had the perfect right because he had always lived in the power of his divine nature. For us, we still need the mercy of God because although we have that nature, we don't always live according to that nature. Now, the Satan cannot take that nature away from you. He cannot in any way rob you of that which God has given. But what he does try to do is to get you to live in the power of your human nature rather than of your divine nature. He wants you to satisfy yourself rather than to please God. He wants you to do things in your own strength rather than in his power, under his anointing, and with his enabling. So we all know that conflict between the spirit and the flesh, because that's really what it is. And Jesus says, in the flesh, in that living in the power of your human nature, there's nothing good, because even though you may think some of those things are good, they cannot serve his divine purposes. It's only by living in the power of that divine nature that we can please God and satisfy God and produce lasting fruit. And the fruit that we must produce is not just a passing fruit that will get burnt up by the fire of testing and the day of judgment, but it must be the lasting fruit of silver, gold, and precious stones. That's the fruit that comes out of our new nature. That's the fruit of that comes out of the divine nature that God has put within you. That's the fruit of Christ in you. That's the fruit of being filled with the Holy Spirit and being led by the Spirit and moving in the good and the power of the Holy Spirit. So all this just shows what wonderful, wonderful, wonderful possibilities lie ahead of us as we not only realize these things and agree with these things, but as we set our lives focused on doing exactly what I'm talking about, seeing the outworking of a people of God living in the power of their new nature. And why is it necessary for the Church of God to have such reformation? Because as God looks upon his orchard, how many people does he really see living in the good of their new nature? And how much compromise is there, where in part they're living according to their new nature and in part they're still stuck with expressing their own human nature? And the point with Jesus is that he expressed the divine nature in humanity, and we have to express the divine nature that God has given within our humanity. But that does not mean that we give way to those things that we want to do that are in direct contradiction to what God wants of us. So what God sees in his orchard, or what he desires in his orchard, is to see this lasting fruit, this glorified fruit. He wants to see the light of God shining out into the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. He wants the good works. He wants us to see us doing the things that are going to impact the lives of those living in darkness, because those good things come out of the divine nature, come out of Christ in us, come out of what God has imparted to us, and not allowing that in any way to be undermined by the things of the flesh, by the things of self, by the things of our human nature. But what we want is to keep that human nature submitted to the divine nature, keep the soul submitted to the spirit. So that's the humility. The humility is saying, not I, but Christ. The submission is, well, Lord, I submit my body, I submit my mind, I submit my heart, I submit my will, I submit my emotions, I submit every part of me to be governed and ruled by your Holy Spirit. It's seeing that the obedience is going to come out of that new nature of Christ in us. It's Christ and the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, who's going to enable our obedience. As God looks upon the orchard, he wants to see all this fruitfulness that comes out of God's people living in the power of that new nature and denying anything and everything that would undermine or hinder that or cause compromise in their lives. And compromise is the enemy of reformation. And that's what God has got to get out of our lives. All the compromise. There's so much compromise. When you actually look at your life and compare your life with what God says in His Word, you realize how much compromise there is. And God wants to get rid of all that compromise so that we live in the power of the divine nature that He has given us. I'm on a bit of a roll this morning. Are you still with me? Are you all right? It's not just this morning I'm in a bit of a roll. I've been in a roll for the last couple of weeks. So, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. All this for every child of God. There's nothing special about us in that sense. This is His will for every child of God. This is His will for everyone to whom He has imparted that divine nature, that new nature, that Christ in us, the Spirit of God within us. The tragic thing, beloved, is that so many people out there who participate in the life of churches don't even know all this, don't understand this, wouldn't have the foggiest idea that this is really the will of God, that this is really what He's after, that this is really what He expects. And you know, I read something a little while ago where the writer was saying God doesn't expect anything of His children. I thought, what absolute bilge. That's rubbish. I mean, God expects the very best of His children. He's got the right to expect the best. Why? Because he says, the writer was saying, you know, when you talk about God's expectations of us, you put people in bondage. Absolute rubbish. They're in bondage if they don't realize that God does have expectations of us. His expectations of us is that we reflect the character of Jesus. His expectation is that we walk as Jesus did. His expectation is that we will do the same things as Jesus and greater things still. His expectation is that we will obey Him and glorify Him, seek His highest good and seek the highest good of others in our lives. These are His expectations, and He has every right to have those expectations because of what He's done for us by His mercy, because of what He's imparted to us by His grace. So none of us live up to those highest expectations. We realize that, and God realizes that. But He doesn't condemn us for that. He wants to keep working within us so that we become more and more glorious, more and more like Him, transformed into His likeness from glory to glory. And therefore, we are operating more and more in the power of our new nature, of that divine nature of Christ in us, and less in our own strength. So what are you going to do about it? Because that's the bottom line. Well, what are you going to do? You can say amen to what I've said. Yeah, that's right. Oh, oof. Yeah, praise God. But what are we going to do about it? You see, what's reformation? It's taking the compromise out. It's repenting of all the compromise. It's dealing with that stuff and saying no more of that. It's doing exactly what Jesus said. It's denying ourselves. But you know, you don't actually accomplish that by focusing on yourself. The more you focus on Jesus, the more you will deny yourself. Not because you're denying yourself, but because you're focusing on Jesus. And you can't do the two things at once. You can't focus on Jesus and focus on self. And the more He is your focus, the more His will is your focus, the more obedience to His loving commands is your focus, the more you really love Him because you're seeking His highest good in your life, then the less you will be walking in the flesh or walking in your own human nature. And the more you seek the welfare of others, the more you pour your life out for others, the less time you've got to worry about yourself and to be concerned about yourself, because you are living for others and not for yourself. So actually the whole thing works out not by saying, oh, I've got to deny this and deny that and deny that. No, if you focus on the positive, the negative will disappear. The more you walk in righteousness, the less unrighteousness there'll be. The more you are impacted by God's holiness, the less unholiness there will be. And so we need to pray. The point of encountering God, and I want you to to really understand that when you come in here every morning for the 8 o'clock, your desire, your needs to be that you will encounter God. Yes. You won't stand there and just pray and mutter in tongues and have a little bit of praise and worship. But you want that anointing of Christ on your life to be vibrant. And you see, what is anointing? Anointing is rubbing up against. That's literally what it means. You meet with God in his holiness. You rub up against God in your holiness, in his holiness. And what's going to happen? There's going to be an impartation of his holiness into your life. Now you have the Holy Spirit already, the Spirit of holiness, but there's going to be an impartation of that holiness. What's the result of that? There's less unholiness. The things that were unholy in God's sight, even if they weren't in your sight, you lose your taste, you lose your desire for that, because the holiness of God has impacted you in a fresh way. The more you rub up against him, the more he impacts you. Can you understand that? So it's like coming in here and saying, right, Lord, I want to rub up against you this morning. I want to rub up against your holiness. I want to really encounter you as you are in your love. I want to rub up against you in your mighty power. Whatever it is, whatever it is. Because he is so great. There are so many different ways in which we need to rub up against him for him to impart and impact our lives. But the great thing is, this is God's time for reformation. This is his time to take us to a new place with him. And I'm sure God must have been doing some good stuff in your lives in the last couple of weeks. And your response to this word this morning is, yes, amen, that's what I want, Lord. I'm seeking your highest good in my life, because I love you. I'm seeking your highest good. So I want to live by the power of my new nature, the divine nature, Christ in me. I want to glorify you. And you see, if that's your focus, you don't have to worry about what God's going to do with you after you've left Rofi. You know, usually about this stage of the last term, some people are getting all concerned. Oh, what am I going to do? Well, let me tell you, you get in the place where you're rubbing up against God. He's not going to waste you. He's not going to waste the opportunity of using you to impact the lives of many other people. So seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. You rub up against God, and he could even now, even at this stage, completely change your attitude to what he wants to do with you in the future. You know, you might feel that you're edging your way in one direction, and then suddenly you have an encounter with God, and he changes the whole thing. And you realize, well, that was you, and now here is him and his will for you. So let's get up out of our seats and come into the center. And all I can say is, if you take seriously what I've said this morning, you will now worship him with your whole heart. You won't stand there muttering and murmuring, but you'll just begin to pour out your heart to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Jesus. Hariya leto bakala siddhi di santa bakatoriya leto bakala siddhi di sanguna. O papara sarabariya leto bakala siddhi di santa bakatoriya leto bakala siddhi di sanguna. O papara sarabariya leto bakala siddhi di santa bakatoriya leto bakala siddhi di sanguna. O papariya leto bakala siddhi di santa bakatoriya leto bakala siddhi di sanguna. O papapakala sarariya leto bakala siddhi di sanda bakatori a leto bakala sita di sanda. O papara zadabari a leto bakala sita di sanda bakatori a leto bakala sita di sanda. O papara zadabari a leto bakala sita di sanda bakatari a leto bakala sita. O papara zadabari a leto bakala sita di sanda bakatori a leto bakala sita di sanda. O papara zadabari a leto bakala sita di sanda bakatori a leto bakala sita. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Pola da paria leto bakala sita di santaria leto bakala sita di sandam. Oh parraza da paria. Oh Master, 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 Master. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that new nature. Thank you that the old has gone and the new has come. And I praise you, Lord, for the divine nature, for being sharing in the divine nature, for you putting that divine nature of Christ in me, your spirit in me. And Lord, I want to live according to my new nature, to that divine nature, to Christ's nature, to the nature of your spirit. Thank you, Lord, you want to reproduce your character in my life. Thank you, you want to reproduce your actions in my life. Thank you, Lord, you want to reproduce your fruitfulness in my life. And I give you all the glory, I give you all the honor, I give you all the praise. I bless you, bless you, bless you, Jesus. I thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you deal with all any compromise in my life. I say no to compromise, and I say yes to your reformation in absolutely every area of my life, in spirit, soul, and body. I thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I thank you that I have nothing to fear, nothing to worry about, no anxieties concerning the future, because you are in control, you are in charge. And I thank you, Lord, that I can share in the paradise of God, that I can actually begin to live in that paradise. I can begin to live in the power of that kingdom here and now, here on earth, that your kingdom will come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that I can walk with you in the garden, I can walk in fellowship with you, I can live at one with you. I don't have to allow anything to interfere and to come in, to intervene and interfere and come between us. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that for that unity that I have with you. I thank you that I live in you, and I thank you that you live in me. And I thank you that nothing in the whole of creation can separate me from your love. I thank you, Lord, that out of my love for you, I seek the highest good. I seek the highest good, your highest good in my life. I want you, Lord, to have the highest place. I want to seek the highest good, Lord, the highest good. So, Lord, I humble myself under your mighty hand. I submit myself in spirit, soul, and body. I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, which is my spiritual worship. I thank you, Lord, that by your grace I will obey you. Out of love for you, Lord, I will obey your commands. I will fulfill that plan and purpose that you have for my life. And I give you all the glory. I thank you, Lord, that you will enable by your spirit, you will enable me to bear fruit, you will enable me to bear much fruit for the glory, honor, and praise of your holy name. I thank you, Lord, that you will be glorified in my life. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to be glorified in the things that I do. I'm glorified in the things that I say, that they will come out of that heart unity with you, that they will come out of the very paradise of God, that they will come out of the kingdom, that your kingdom will be expressed and your kingdom will be spread. And I give you all the glory, I give you all the honor, I give you all the praise. I bless your wonderful and your holy name. O paparia leto bakala sito di sandaria leto bakala sito di sandu. O paparia leto bakala sito di sandaria leto bakala sito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakala sito di sandaria leto bakala sito di sanduma. O paparia leto bakala zanama. Not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, Lord. I thank you. It's by your spirit, by the power of that new nature, Christ in me. And I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Be glorified in every area of my life. Be honored. Be uplifted. Be praised. Be worshipped. By the person that I am, by the things I do and the things I say in your name, be glorified. Be honored. Be praised. Oh, God, be praised. In every way, in every way, in every way, in every way. I rub up against you in your holiness again this today. I thank you that you are the Holy God. Holy, 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 holy. Pura la basarabaria, leduba kalasiduri sandaria, leduba kalasidubarandama. Opa paria, leduba kalasiduri sandaria, leduba kalasiduri sandaba kalasadubarandama. Opa paria, leduba kalasiduri sandaria, lenoma sutri sando. Opa para la raba kalasiduri sandaria, lenoma sutri sanduma. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Pura la basarabaria, leduba kalasiduri sandaria, leduba kalasiduri sanduma. Opa paria la raba kalasiduri sandaria, leduba kalasiduri sandu. Opa paria leduba kalasiduri sandaria, leduba kalasiduri sanduma. Opa papa kalasarabaria, leduba kalasiduri sanduma kalaturia, leduba kalasanduma. Opa paria leduba kalasiduri sandu kalasiduri sanduma. Opa paria leduba kalasiduri sandu kalasiduri sandu kalaturia, leduba kalasinuma. Opa paria leduba kalasiduma rando parasata paratuba. Ora paria leduba kalasiduri sandu. Opa paria leduba kalasiduri sanduma. Opa paria leduba kalasiduri sandaria leduba kalasiduri sandu. Opa paria leduba kalasiduri sanda pa kalasiduri sandama. Opa paria leduba kalasiduri sato pa kalasuduri sandama landama. Opa paria leduba kalasiduri sanda balato pa kalasuduri sandu. Opa paria leno masuduri sandaria leduba kalasiduri sandama. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Papa razarabaria lenama. You alone are holy, 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 holy. Papa razarabaria leduba. Holy Lord, holy Lord. Papa razarabaria leduba kalasiduri sandama. Thank you, Lord, for that holy nature. Thank you, Lord. You put your holy nature in me. And I give you all the glory that you are my holiness. You are my righteousness. You are my wisdom from God. Hallelujah. You are my redemption. You are my all in all. Korabla basarabaria leruba kalasiduri sanduma. O paparia leruba kalasiduri sanduba kalaria leruba kalasinuma. O paparia leruba kalasiduri sanduba kalasiduba leruba kalanduma randuma. O paparia leruba kalasiduri sandaria leruba kalasiduri sandu. O paparia leruba kalasiduri sanduba kalala barasudaria leruba kalandu barandama. O paparia leruba kalasiduri sandaria leruba kalasuduri sanduma. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy one, holy one, holy one, holy one, holy one. Papara salabaria leruba kalasiduma. O paparia leruba kalasiduri sanduma. O paparia leruba kalasiduri sandaria lero bacala sidri sandama. O paparia lero bacala sidri sandama. O mamara salamaria lero bacala sidri sandaria lero bacala sinama. O paparia lero bacala sidri sandaria lero bacala sutri sandama. O paparia lero bacala sidri sandama calasido barandama calasundama. O paparia lero bacala sidri sandaria lero masutri sandu. O paparia lero bacala sandama. Thank you for your fire, Lord. Thank you for the fire of your spirit. Thank you for the fire of your spirit. Thank you for the passion of your spirit, O Lord. Oh, thank you for the fire. Thank you for the fire. Thank you for the fire. O paparia lero bakara sido barato bakara sido di sando ma. O paparia lero bakara sido di sando bakara sido di sando. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Sotara sata barata paria lero ma. O paparia lero bakara sido di sando. O paparia lero bakala sidri sanduma. O paparia lero bakala sidri sanduma. Yes, 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 yes. Para taparia leto bakala sidri sandu. O paparia lero bakala sidri sanduma.
Oh, papari eleno masundama. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Poratabari eleto pakalasitri sanduma. Oh, rasatabari, holy one, holy one. Holy one, holy one, holy one. Poralabasuturi sandabalatu pakalasitri sanduma. Oh, papari eleto pakalasitri sanduma. Holy Jesus, holy Jesus, holy Jesus, holy Jesus, holy Jesus, holy Father, 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 holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Father, holy Father, holy Father, holy Father, holy one, holy one, holy Lord, holy Jesus, holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Father, corala basadabari eletto bacalasindo, o papara la basadabari eletto bacalasando, o papari eletto bacalasito di sandoma, o papari eletto bacalasito di sando bacalarema, o papari eletto bacalasito di eletto bacalasando, o papari eletto pari eletto bacalasato, o papari eletto bacalasandarema, o papari eletto bacalasito di santo, o papari eletto bacalasito di sandoma, o papari eletto bacalasito di sandaria lenoma, o papari eletto bacalasito di santo, o papari eletto bacalasito di sandoma, o papari eletto bacalasito di sandoma, o papari eletto bacalasito di santo, o papari eletto bacalasito di sandaria lenoma, o Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Pora la basata pari eletto bacalasando. O papari eletto bacalasi di sandoma. O papari eletto bacalasi di sando. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Cora la basara bari elero balanduma. Ora tabari elenoma. Holy one, holy one, holy one. Holy one, holy one, holy one. Pora tabari asito di santo. Ora la basito di santo malanduma. Say no to compromise. Say no to compromise. No compromising the will of God. No compromising the word of God. No compromising the spirit of God. No compromising the will of God. Say no to compromise. Let me say yes, Lord, to your will, to embrace your will, your word, your spirit, your way, your truth, in the power of a new nature. Give you glory, Lord, give you honor. Thank you that as the children of God, you have imparted to each one of us that new nature, Christ in us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, 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 Lord.
Yes.
Palalala basata pari eletto bakala sita di sandana.
Love of God is seeking His highest good, so we could think of the words of Jesus in this way. As the Father has sought my highest good, so have I sought your highest good. Now remain in my highest good. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my highest good, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His highest good. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: seek the highest good of others as I have sought the highest good in your life. Yes. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends and so seek their highest good. You are my friends if you do what I command you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Seek the highest good of one another. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have loved us by seeking the highest good in our lives. Thank you that these things that you speak to us today, you speak that your joy may be in us and that our joy may be full. Thank you, Lord, for that enabling of your Spirit. We don't have to strive in our own strength. Oh, Lord, I pray that in these coming days and weeks, we'll just keep rubbing up against you, up against your holiness, up against your love, up against your righteousness and your power. That you will keep imparting to us that we may live in the good of that new nature, Christ in us. Hallelujah. Christ in each one of us. The hope of glory. Praise you, Lord. 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 Pula la la basuturi santo, pacataria letu pacalasitri santo. Pazandaria letu pacalasitri santoria letu pacalasitri santoma. O papara sarabaria letu pacalasitri santo pacatoria letu pacalasitri santoma. O paparia letu pacalasitri sandaria letu pacalasitri santoma. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, Lord, let us translate this into action.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
And live seeking your highest good in our lives today.
Yes.
Living to please you. Living to fulfill the plan, purpose, and intention that you have for each one. Thank you, Lord, we put this truth that you have put before us into action, seeking the highest good of those around us.
Yeah.
Lord, we realize that the only way to seek the highest good in our own lives is to seek the highest good for you and for others.
Yes.
In our lives.
Yes.
And we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor.
Yes.
We give you all the praise, and I bless you, I thank you. give you all the glory, Jesus. Come on, let's really praise the Lord. Thank him. Come on, I think we can do a lot better than this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You are blessed with heaven's best. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.